unicorn, science, flowers, and fatigue. Lots and lots and lots of fatigue.
Hello and welcome to the Prickly City Podcast for September 24th, 2018. I'm Janine Fadich, and here is your host and the creator of Prickly City, Scott Stantis.
That's me. Hi, everybody, and thank you for listening to this week's edition of the Prickly City Podcast. We're awfully glad you're here. I did a whole week on Trump fatigue and apparently got some people talking. And what'd they say, Janine?
Well, you started off with Winslow being knocked off his, you know, he's surrounded by... Winslow is surrounded by rainbows and riding a unicorn, and he gets knocked off the unicorn by a Twitter bird ridden by Trump. So Rob43 says, I thought rainbows and unicorns went out in the early 70s. I guess there is no end to the hallucinations caused by bad drugs. That is the only way to ignore improved economic conditions and the realistic approach to international relations, which, of course, got everyone really upset. So...
Let me jump in and say, why would they be upset? Because at least the economic conditions are absolutely true.
Well, this is what's got them upset.
Look, I'm moving your mic away. I'm sorry.
This you is always want me to get closer to it.
It's kind of loud.
Oh, okay.
That's all.
So, here I'm going to let you see what Stefan and Fla says, which I'm being Stefan in Florida, but Stefan and Fla says, pissing off the entire world is realistic international relations? To which Tempest says, let's be honest now. Trump has pleased some other governments. He took huge gifts, quote unquote, from the Saudis, and they like him for what he is giving them in return. A few are pleased with him as they laugh and laugh at how stupid he is. North Korea, who promised nothing and got us to stop military maneuvers outside their borders and gave their leader photo ops on the world stage, he would never have gotten any other way. They are very pleased with how naive he is. It is only our friends and allies that are scared and angry with Trump. Our enemies are very happy.
Who was that? That was Stefla?
That was Tempest.
Oh, Tempest. Tempest, that's a great, great comment. It's just... all bet we were talking just before we started recording. All bets are off. Things are so weird, so upside down, so disjointed. It's chaos. And this White House loves chaos. They love it. Well, particularly the president. So, and he keeps, just when one thing happens, another thing happens. Just when that other thing happens, gets traction, then another thing happens. And it's no way to run a business. It's no way to run a country. And, are the economics good? I mean, look at the polls. This is what's fascinating to me. And the polls, you can disagree. Rasmussen still shows a 1-point disapproval, but the others show much, much wider gaps. But the fact of the matter is, this guy should be at 90%, given the economic environment that's been created during his administration. He has absolutely every right to crow about this administration, but it's not happening. Why? Because of the chaos and because of all these other factors. Do other countries love us? No, our allies are scared to death.
Well, they don't know what's going to happen next.
So, yeah, you don't know. Well, they know that they're going to be slapped with tariffs.
Right.
You know, I can see with China, I can see taking a tough turn on that. I truly can. But, you're going to slap tariffs on Ireland. You're going to slap tariffs on EU. You're going to slap tariffs. If this takes us to, here's where I'm going to give it the benefit of the doubt. If this takes us to the EU and the United States agreeing that we have a tariff-less relationship, that'd be awesome. True free trade back and forth, that'd be amazing. And that's what I would love to see. I'm not sure we're going to get there, but that.
And that's not what he's aiming for, is it?
It seems like it might be. Who knows? We don't know. It's not, what time is it?
Yeah.
And other comments?
Okay, we're talking about Trump fatigue. Darson54 says, normally in our house, I'm the one up on the political news, but Trump and GOP antics literally make me so sick I had to cut back. So my wife comes out of her studio having watched MSNBC all day, filled with rage, which she has to tell me everything about everything. I'm tired. Please, Bob, give us something to put this guy away. Please.
I've been covering this now. I've been a political cartoonist for 40 years. You cannot, in the modern era, and let's call the modern era, the last 40 years. There's nothing rational about what's happening here. There's nothing normal. And maybe that's okay. That's what people voted for. Drain the swamp and let's change the way we do things and the way we've been doing things is wrong. But what's happened is we've totally lost sight of adult conversation. Let's talk about Kavanaugh very quickly about this. He said, I believe her. I don't believe her. I don't know. I haven't heard from her. She tells a story. He tells another story. We're going to see testimony coming up this week. When did we, you know, why are we in such a hurry? And it's become this news cycle that moves so quickly that we have this need for instant gratification and resolution of every issue that pops up. And it's crazy. And it's also very immature. And I mean, there's just this growing immaturity. We become a country of 7-year-olds, and it's disturbing. And there's no way to govern. There's no way to move forward in this great democracy. There's no deliberation. There's no thoughtfulness. It's always emotional. You know, and so I don't know. I mourn. I wish I was more optimistic.
Well, as we had heard, Darson was kind of blaming the Republicans and Trump for the fatigue. Where Holden On says, it's the left in general and the Dems in particular whose hatred and bile make me sick. Watching opinion disguised as news enrages me, so I stopped watching. I decided life is too short to walk around angry all day.
Well, I can't. It's my job description. I have to follow this stuff. But I got to tell you, there are days when I really wish I could just turn it all off and go for a nice long walk along Lake Michigan.
Well, he is basically saying that it's the left that has news that's, you know, opinion being disguised as news, where TimBob2313 says, watching Fox News day or night will fill their viewers with rage. But then again, they are an opinion network, nothing to do with actual news. And there was one guy, D.D. Wiz, who likes MSNBC, thinks that they are much more educated than Fox, but he says it's still opinion. It's not actual news
most
of the time.
And when you have, yes. And so both sides on issues, like I said, you know, you're going to have an opinion no matter what the facts are. You know, if you want an example of the left doing this, look at when President Trump, named Kavanaugh as his nominee. They had pre-printed signs where the name was blank. So, I mean, you know, he could have nominated Mother Teresa, which would have been weird because, you know, she's not American and she's, you know, dead. But he could have done that and they would have protested. I mean, it's just like we don't have deliberation anymore. And the Senate for years, and again, this is an old man whining, okay, so stay with me on this. But the Senate had been, in my lifetime, the deliberative body. That's where, you know, Jefferson talked about, or Madison talked about, how you put the tea in the saucer to cool. That's the Senate, where issues and hotheads cool down and can have intelligent deliberations on given issues. And we don't have that anymore. There's not, you know, we had senators all in the weekend on both sides on the Kavanaugh thing. I believe her. I don't believe her. Youthful indiscretion.
You can't really say whether you believe or not till you know the facts.
Yes, that's precisely right. It. And there's no hurry. If someone could just step forward for a second, and say, there's no hurry. You know,
well, the Republicans think there's a hurry because they want to get him.
They want him there
before
the session opens, the new session.
But that's still November, right?
October.
So still October.
Yeah. So
I thought they wanted him not necessarily before the session, but before the midterms.
Yeah, they'd like that off their plate. But I mean, the Democrats, are they playing for time here and hoping that they can drag this out through the election? In politics, politics can be rough and tumble and unpleasant to look at. But this is just taking it to a level that I've never experienced. And like I said, I've been doing this for a long, long time. And, if I sound frustrated and if I sound disgusted and if I sound, you know, kind of like I just want to throw up my hands and give up, well, I'm getting pretty close to that point. So I think I'm moving to France. You coming?
I don't know. I can't speak French.
Let's hear it.
No. So anyway, let's move on. You did that nice little one with Carmen saying that she's going to just start looking at the simple beauty in life, and she's looking at the flower and it wilts in front of her. And Kyle Love Lakash says, Carmen, it's a metaphor for beauty is ephemeral. Ephemeral? All of a sudden my mind went blank on how you pronounce that. But we'll always blossom anew. And that's true.
Yeah. No, there's always wonderful things there. I mean, we just spent a weekend with a friend of ours who works with Doctors Without Borders, and they're here in Chicago, and a bunch of his friends who were also with Doctors Without Borders, and we hung out with them. We ended up going back to our apartment and having a delightful. These are delightful, amazing people who are working in the most dire of situations, and they do it because it's a calling. And I got to tell you, that if anything will ramp up your optimism about our humanity, it'd be people like them, you know. So yes. If you're in the Chicago area, by the way, they're going to be in Daly Plaza for the next week. And we suggest you go there. We took the tour yesterday. It's not a feel-good moment.
No, but it's amazing. It's really very interesting, and everyone really should see it. It's going to also be in Charlotte, North Carolina, Atlanta, and San Antonio. It's called Forced from Home.
Yeah, so do yourself a favor and check it out, because it's just, and these are just amazing people. What was remarkable about them, this is just allegorical. We met at the Billy Goat and hung out there for a while, and you'd swear these people knew each other for years, and they had all just met.
They've been in similar situations, and I think that's a bonding thing, even if you're weren't doing it together.
And the things they had been in, the danger they put themselves in, again, to help other people, to supply medical assistance to people. And we learned a lot about cholera. I did not know much about cholera until this weekend.
Now we know.
It's horrible.
Yes.
Don't get it. If you can help it, don't get cholera. If this strip says anything, if this podcast can help one person not get cholera.
On a lighter note,
yes,
you finished up the dinosaur,
kind of
Sunday. Oh, maybe. But Jim writes, "I love your mind." I think. How in the world does it come up with the concept of dinosaurs and a neutralizer? You have made my week. So answer that, Scott.
But I could help. I think it could have been. I didn't use drugs in the 60s or 70s, so I can't blame that. I just may just be the chemical imbalance that in my brain that just takes me to those places. Janine, you tell them. You see you can analyze it from the outside.
No.
This storyline, I worked it out last night. I mentioned that I got the idea from a little Abner that he has Sundays had a separate storyline from the dailies. And that's what I'm kind of doing with this. And so that there's a new storyline starting after this that will and that storyline will tie into this storyline. And then you'll really be questioning my sanity.
Even more so.
Yes. Yeah, and by the way, we're under 100 days to closest approach by the New Horizons to the Kuiper Belt object, MU69. I forget what they call it. I don't have it sitting in front of me, but I'm going to talk about it more and more in the strip and in the podcast. So check out the New Horizons site online and see where it is. They're done with their occultation tests to see what the hell it is. They're still not quite sure. So that's what makes it exploration exciting. So, yeah. Okay. That's my mind. Anything else?
No, we're done.
Okay. Thank you, Janine.
You're welcome.
And thank you all for listening to this week's edition of the Prickly City Podcast. If you want to keep up with the antics of Carmen and Winslow, you're more than welcome to by going to gocomics.com/prickly city. And you can actually register for free and get your favorite comics delivered to your email each and every morning. It's a special day when that happens. It's like the happiest part of your day. And you can hit the little heart next to Prickly City if you feel like it. And you can even leave a comment, which we may read here on the podcast. If you want to contact us directly, please do so at pricklycity@gmail.com. That's our email address. It's pricklycity@gmail.com. I think that about covers it. Thank you, Brian Altimer, again, for being our great producer. Thank you, WGN and WGN Plus, for giving the wherewithal to do this podcast. And until next time, we'll see you in the funny papers.